Welcome to the Christmas stocking, celebrating the joy of the season. I'm Lee Cameron. Can you believe there was a time that Christmas was not a big deal? Okay, maybe you can, but it surprised me. Easter is the important holiday for many Christians because it celebrates the resurrection of Christ. In the early days of Christianity, Easter was basically it for important holy days, although there were some small observances for the birth at different times of the year. But in the 4th century, Catholic Church officials decided to declare the birth of Jesus as a holiday. Now, the Bible doesn't say when Jesus was born. It seems like it may have been the spring since there were shepherds tending sheep, but no one knows for sure. Most people assume that December was chosen so that Christmas could replace the events like the Roman Saturnalia, where they got crazy for a month in celebration of their god Saturn. In fact, all over Europe and the Middle East, there were winter festivals celebrating the sun and calling for its return for spring, which wouldn't come for months. Now, there are some who think that it was tied to when they believed Jesus died, which was around late March. That's when they thought it happened at the time. Late December would be 9 months later, and that would fulfill a Jewish belief that prophets died on an important date, like the date of their birth or the date of their conception. I don't want to get too deeply into it, but it was handy putting Christmas in December. Christmas was originally called the Feast of the Nativity and became popular enough to spread to Egypt by the 5th century and England by the end of the 6th century. We don't know exactly how it was celebrated, but a lot of the Saturnalia customs definitely survived, especially the greenery in the house. Oh, and the parties. It probably took a long time before most of the people were actually celebrating Christmas or the Feast of the Nativity instead of their own traditions. The word Yule, by the way, predates Christmas and may come from the word J-U-L-E, who was the Scandinavian goddess of sex and fertility. Whoa. Now, the Middle Ages, that's when they got really crazy for Christmas. Or just crazy around Christmas. But that's for a future episode. Remember Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? Well, Dr. Elmo, the guy who did that song, has other Christmas songs too. This is a new one called Email from Nigeria. Yeah, it's a Christmas song. Dr. Elmo on the Christmas stocking.
Now, I ain't never been a man of means, but all that changed today. And let me say, not a moment too soon with Christmas on the way. Just when I was wondering how the heck I could buy one single gift, an email came from Nigeria that gave me quite the lift. It seems my close friend Santa was over there doing some deals that would pay for all of his Christmas toys as soon as the deals were sealed. The situation was as follows. There was one of them overthrows, and before old Rudolph could run to the bank, poor Santa's ass that's froze.
Nigeria.
There was only one solution, and that's where I came in. Santa asked me to deposit his 20 million bucks into my account and hold it for him. Now, I ain't no fool, and no way would Santa expect me to help him for free. The deal was, are you sitting down? He would split the 20 mil with me.
Yippee!
So on Christmas Day,
even so much as ask if I'd been good, for goodness sake. He just asked for a measly 5,000 bucks to activate my take. He said that would cover all the packaging and handling and all that other duty, like shipping and tipping and taxes and faxes, before I could collect my booty.
Nigeria.
I FedExed the 5 grand the next day and heard the herald angels hark. Cause joy to the world, I got a check for 20 mil with a genuine watermark. Away to the bank, I flew like a flash, strutting like a Rockefeller. I endorsed that check and impressed the heck out of one wide-eyed little teller. Her eyes, how they twinkled as she took my check and walked off with a wiggle to show it to the bankers in the three-piece suits, who all began to giggle. I swelled up with pride as they laughed till they cried, and the teller, she gasped for breath. We've seen a lot of these from Nigeria, she said, but yours is the biggest one yet.
When you wipe them kids off tear ya, and their credit cards strike fear in ya, I hope that they will steer ya toward an email from Nigeria.
Nigeria!
Then faster than eagles, I felt the start of my 15 minutes of fame. A siren The crowd surrounded. Reporters were asking my name.
Who are you?
Suddenly, I was live at 5, and bells began to ring. I felt just like an American Idol as the bankers began to sing.
If your background check won't clear you, and due dates don't endear you, in your dreams we will cashier you. Fat check from Nigeria.
When your arrears are brear you, like bird flu or diphtheria,
trust Santa won't post steer you
with an email from Nigeria.
Follow the bouncing check.
Oh, okay, we have some extra time. Here's a classic. On the Christmas stocking.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig.
Ah!
And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
By the way, email from Nigeria is from a new album by Dr. Elmo called Hip Hopped Grandma. There are links to places to buy it online at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Oh, hey, why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho! I'm looking for your Christmas jokes. You think you got a better one? Christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Or you can call 1-206-203-3557. 1-206-203-3557. Make sure it's okay with whoever's in charge of paying the bills, or you can email me with your favorite jokes, christmasstocking@inbox.com. By the way, christmasstocking.wordpress.com and christmasstocking@inbox.com smush the two words, Christmas stocking, together. If you have any requests for topics, if you have a special story of your own to share, something like that, please go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com and share it. You can use your own voice, you can write it in a reply, whatever you feel like. You can also leave a message, again, at 1-206-203-3557. Get permission. Or email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. Next time, we'll look at the greenery of Christmas and what it all means. I'm Lee Cameron. Don't get too crazy, okay? I want you back for the next Christmas stocking.